Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In Spain, Barcelona manager Xavi may have announced his departure at the end of the season, but President Joan Laporta isn't giving up hope just yet. Amid Barca's surging form, Laporta told Spanish media that he indeed wants Xavi to stay, saying, quote, "Yes, absolutely. He already knows. I'd like him to stay. He keeps saying he'll leave in June, but we'll see. We didn't want to put this pressure on ourselves to make a decision for ourselves, because the way things are going is working for us now." Nigel, with Xavi having announced that he's leaving and then Barcelona starting to get those wins, starting to get those results, do you think that, though, when he announced that he was leaving, that maybe that took a little bit of pressure off of the team? And do you potentially see him now reversing his decision and staying?
I think he'll make his decision at the end of the season. Him announcing at that time about leaving Barcelona, for me, seems that there was a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors at Barcelona. We're talking about high up. There is politics in every football club. Do not be fooled. That goes on. I think it was that kind of element that kind of really pushed him to say, I don't need this. I love the club. The club is bigger than anyone else or any of us players, and the club should come first. And he made a decision that was very honourable. And now, obviously, with them getting into the quarterfinals of the Champions League, with the young squad that they got, young players that he gave opportunity, that are shining on the world stage and everyone can see, it will be the smartest thing for Barcelona to do, would be to try and keep him, because there just isn't that much availability in top managers who can come in there.
I mean, yeah.
Kind of a smart move if you think about it. Hey, because look, the worst case scenario, okay, yeah, I already announced I was leaving. The team continued to not do that well, and okay, bye, see you later. But now that they're doing well, I feel like this is shedding a positive light.
I also feel like, it says a lot about where Barcelona is, where one of your legends feels the need to come out midseason and say, I'm done. I'm leaving at the end of the season. Regardless of what happens moving forward, we saw Pep Guardiola have to take that year sabbatical in New York to remove himself from the game after being a manager of Barcelona. This is saying a lot about what goes on in Barcelona. And this is adding on top the financial catastrophe they have, the fact that their stadium is currently a pile of rubble with the Spotify logo on top of it. I mean, the fact that this is, they're in shambles at the moment. This is a situation where maybe Xavi decides, I want to be the manager, but not this way.
Scan the QR code.
I like how you got New York reference in there.
Yeah, you had to, didn't it?
Yeah. This is a situation where if you're bringing in a new manager, you have to start building everything again. Xavi understands the club. He, like Nigel said, he's bringing in the young players. He's shown that he can win important games. And it makes complete sense to try and keep a manager that is already there, that understands everything.
Yeah.
He's total football. That's the thing about Xavi. He's total football. And some of the players that I've met, played against, and I know, they just have such a love for the game. All we care about is the football. We're starting to learn now there's a political element in that, and it's the politics that some of us just don't want to deal with. We're not into that realm. We don't like it. We just want to keep it football. So for Xavi to do what he did, for me, just tells me he's a manager that's total football, about the club, doesn't like the political element of it, and that's why he said it. But then now they're seeing, oh no, like, we need it. There isn't that many availability outside of him who can come in there.
Can't afford anyone else.
It can't afford anyone else, and given the success that Xavi's had as of late with this Barcelona side and his history with the team, they would be in a worse off position without him next year. And I think Xavi knows that too. Going to be really interesting to see what Barcelona end up doing and what happens with Xavi's future moving forward.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.